They were led by children, members of a generation that has only known Palestine as a notion, a memory, passed down from their parents and grandparents. On the anniversary of the Palestinian catastrophe, Nakba, when 750,000 Palestinians were chased from their homes, thousands marched from the UN to Times Square in New York City. Organizers say that as change sweeps across the Arab world, a new day is also dawning for Palestine.
Seeing in New York a renewed movement. Most of the folks here today are quite young, under the age of 23, taking leadership and reclaiming their right to speak and articulate their demands and their desire to see Palestine liberated as part of the larger liberation of the Arab world.
There were numerous other Nakba demonstrations across the U.S. in Miami, Washington, D.C., and elsewhere. None on the American side, however, were as deadly as those on the Lebanese border, where scores of protesters were shot down by Israeli gunfire. Protesters carried signs promising to keep up the fight for independence and urging unions and corporations to divest in Israel. Orthodox Jews also walked, calling Israel a mistake.
The only thing we have to go back to that, this has to be dismantled totally. The so-called state of Israel, what they call, has to be dismantled totally from the river to the sea. And who should rule there? The indigenous Palestinian dwellers. They should rule there.
And after the demonstration, after the police barricades were all put away, one demonstrator says that being a Palestinian American is an exercise in correcting all the lies.
It's very hard to explain yourself as a Palestinian where everybody around you has false information about Palestine and the Palestinian people.
In a statement issued late Sunday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for a lasting peace, including an end to occupation and a solution to the plight of Palestinian refugees. The Palestinian cause remains popular among UN member states, and Israeli settlement building has been condemned on a near universal level. The Security Council, however, has been rendered nearly impotent on the subject of Palestine by the U.S.'s veto power. Hank Flynn, Press TV, New York.